like a bulk buying program where you're getting your vegetables at cost. And you can't just walk up to a warehouse by yourself and say, hey, I want to buy like a grocery's worth of vegetables from you. So it's actually just a combination of communities, like there's different branches. So there's the Commons branch, the Massu branch, and a few others who all together will pull together this bulk order and order vegetables and fruit. And we're not the only division to do this. We're not the first. It actually got started by somebody in New Brunswick. And so there's little divisions and pockets all over New Brunswick and the East Coast. And I'm not too sure of the full numbers because we're just a little part of it. But that's essentially the gist of how it works.
So basically, people will get wholesale prices sort of thing.
Exactly.
So how does it work from a sort of customer's point of view?
So what will happen is either you hear about it from a friend or from a post, and you're going to reach out to the closest division to you or who your friend or person you know orders it from, and you're going to reach out and you go, hey, I would like to be part of this program, or I'd like to do a trial run. And we add you to this email list, and once a month, we are going to reach out and just do a call for orders. And this email is going to just be details about how to place your order, who to send it to, et cetera. So each branch will do it a little bit differently. And then they'll just put it in. And then the second Thursday of every month, you're going to get a gentle reminder to come pick it up. And you can come get your food. There is a $10 membership buy-in once a year. And that's just to cover the administrative fees, because the actual food box itself is $15, but you're getting you're putting in $15 to get $15 worth of stuff. So that $10 is going to cover some basic admin fees, like the checkbook or like the food bags that you bring your food in, and so on. But that's the main goal right there.
Okay. And so why organize this? What's the reason behind it, I guess?
I think the main spirit is to, you know, have access to affordable fresh produce. I feel like it's particularly prevalent today with the increase in prices, particularly when you go into the grocery store. So I feel like this program is just really beneficial in the sense that it gives access to at-cost food. And it's hard to get your hands on that just as one individual. So it is a collective of people working together to get a big enough order that we can get it directly from the producer.
Has the program, you know, grown a lot since you've been there? It seems like with food prices growing right now, the sort of savings from the bulk buying program will be maybe more needed by people.
I agree with that. There definitely seems to be a lot of interest. We kind of were a little hesitant just starting as we were getting our feet under us to advertise it too much, but we never actually had like an official big ad out into the community till this last winter, I believe. And every single time there's a post out, it seems there's people taking it up and becoming very interested on how to get a food bag and be part of the program. So the Commons, for example, through Alice particularly, there's been a lot of like word of mouth being spread around. So we've definitely seen our personal list increase.
To get a sense of what's in a community food smart bag, I stopped by the Sackville Commons on a pickup day for a peek inside.
Okay, so here's a bag. What's in there this week?
Let's see, what do we have? Oh, this is different. So coleslaw. Mm-hmm, nice. A cucumber, English cucumber, actually three of them, two of them, bananas, radishes, which are quite nice, apples I can see through the bag, and sweet potatoes, wow, that's nice, peaches,
nice,
and that's it,
nice.
That's really great. Good, the peaches alone, you know, wow, beautiful apples, they look like Honeycrisp. No, they're Pink Lady.
Mm-hmm.
My
favorite.
There you go. Grand. That's a great bag.
Not too shabby.
Mm-hmm. My name is Alice Cotton. I'm a Sackville resident. I've been involved with the Food Smart program as a volunteer for the past couple of years.
No, it's been good because it's there are some basics. You can count on potatoes and onions and carrots. And you can always count on there being some different kinds of fruit, usually apples and oranges, sometimes bananas. And then there are the occasional avocado or blueberries, or today it was radishes. So there's always something different in the bag as well. Yeah.
Would you say it's good value for money?
I think it is. Yeah. It's a heavy bag. It's a lot of fruit and vegetables. They're usually in very good condition. And yeah, it's a very good value. Yeah. The volunteering is fun. You can either help with the bagging. There's weighing and apportioning things. And then you just go on this lineup and fill up these bags, and it goes quite quickly. It's a fun activity to do. And then I also volunteer here at the Commons for people to pick up bags. So, yeah, no, it works quite well.
There are a number of Community Food Smart distribution partners in the Tantramar region, including the Dorchester Moving Forward Co-op, the Mount Allison Students Union, the Church by the Lake, and the Port Elgin Regional School, and, of course, the Sackville Commons Co-op. To find a distribution partner closest to you, you can email foodtantramar@gmail.com.